The universe is ready. It's primed and ready and waiting for you to pounce. Like, it's got you. But you have to take that first step and that realization or that declaration.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it. What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, where we discuss manifestation, creating the life of your dreams. You literally just heard me just say that. But I'm reiterating, in case this is your first time, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. If this is not your first time, welcome back. I appreciate you either way. I super duper duper appreciate you taking your time to listen to these words, to focus on yourself, to better your life. Because I have an invested stake in your success. And it's not just because I'm a coach. It's not just because I help people manifest and achieve their dreams. I help people start and run their businesses. I've helped thousands of people create their ideal relationships. I help people with their self-esteem, their self-concept. But I also have a desire to change the world in a way that is like far beyond me. I have the desire and the drive to see a new renaissance. I want to see all of, I want to see the people, I felt like Ariel for a second. I want to see all the people, I want to see the people doing their passions. I want to see all of the artists creating their art unapologetically, putting it out, finding ways to live off of it. I want to see all of the creators making and building and inventing and bringing things to the world that are going to change our lives, that are going to make living on planet Earth better for every single person. I want to see all the people that are here to help, that are here to serve, that are here to guide. I want to see you doing that. I want to see you being unapologetic about the fact that you are here to share your message. You're here to share and show. You're here to show people how to achieve their dreams, how to live their lives, how to heal, how to be happy, how to be fulfilled, how to have great relationships, how to be abundant. If you are a guide, if you are a creator, if you are an artist, if you are a helper, if you are a healer, just know that the earth needs you. You're here for a reason, a very, very, very specific reason. And that reason is to bring that thing within you to the forefront, bring that thing within you to the public so that the public can also experience and enjoy what it is that you have to offer. And I truly believe that every single person has something different within them that they're supposed to bring to the planet. And that's why we're here. That's why we're all here. That's why our souls chose to come here. Chose to and choose to. Because it's still happening, right? It's an ongoing process. New babies are being born every single day. And all of those babies have a mission. It's funny, as I'm saying this in my head, I keep hearing NPC, NPC, NPC. Maybe there are NPCs. If you don't know what an NPC is, it stands for a non-player character, and it's basically like the idea of a video game where in a video game, you are controlling the main character, and then all the other people that you encounter are not really inhabited by like a conscious being. It's not another person playing. It's the computer-generated, person to fill out the experience. And obviously in some games, there are multiple conscious players in one place together and they're NPCs. And so there's a lot of theories that people think that that's happening here, that there's a lot of us that are, you know, actual souls. I know I am one, because I don't think I could, there's no way I'd be thinking the way I'm thinking if I'm an NPC, right? And if I am, cool. Maybe I'm a cool ass NPC, man. I'm the NPC that's here to make you question your reality. I'm the meta NPC. Not, and I don't mean meta like Facebook. I mean like meta, like the NPC within the NPC talking about NPCing because she's NP. That's her NPC's programming. But anyways, aside from potential NPCs, if there are NPCs on planet Earth, and like, let's say that, like, you know, they say there's 7 billion people here, but only 150,000 of them are actual real souls and the rest of them are NPCs. I'm just making those numbers up, but this is just like the theory, right? That I don't know what the real numbers of the theory are. I don't even know. I don't know enough about this to like really talk about it, but it keeps coming up in my mind. So somebody out there is going to be thinking, well, what about the NPCs, Roxy? Guess what? I'm addressing it. Aside from, and you know what? The NPCs have a purpose too. They are here for you to interact with. They're here to sell the story of Earth. They're here to make Earth more believable, and they're here to make it more livable. They're here so that you're not on this empty plane by yourself. Like, if there was a lot less people, maybe it would be a lot less interesting here. I don't know. I don't know why there's NPCs, if there are, but aside from that little derailment of conversation, let's talk about the passions, right? The purpose. I believe that we all have something within us. I believe we all have a drive, a purpose, a gift, a reason, and multiple, right? Like, I have multiple things that I want to do on the planet. Multiple dreams, multiple drives, multiple types of people that I want to help. And also, I want to help humanity at large. I also want to reach all 7 to 8 billion people and help all 7 to 8 billion. And I have specific ways I want to do that. I'm really excited to continue my humanitarian efforts. And I'm also really excited to be able to bring my art and my passions and my joys and my creativity and my aesthetics and the things that go on in my mind to Earth. And the cool thing is like, not everybody has to hear me. Not everybody has to see me. Not everybody has to feel what I'm saying. Not everybody even needs to be on the wavelength of what I'm trying to project and share. But the ripple effects of what I'm doing is going to touch the planet. Everyone. That's my goal. Every single person on the planet affected in a positive way. Their lives bettered. Their lives more enriched. Their lives more abundant. Their lives more joyful. Their lives more fulfilled. Every single person. Everyone. So, because that is such a big goal, I don't really focus on it. I just know that it's going to be there. I know that that's my end goal, and I have specific things that I want to do. Like I said, humanitarian efforts that I want to do in the planet, in the world, and I'll do them, and they'll come up, and I'll have the opportunity when it's right. So my job in the meantime is to do the things that fulfill me and keep me going so that I can show up and be the person that's going to help the world. So that I can show up and be the person that's going to help you listening. Because like I said a minute ago, it's not just about maybe individually touching everybody, but the ripple effects of what happens when I touch the people that need to be touched, the people that want to be seen, the people that need to hear what I have to say. So I have so many things that I love. My loves and the things that I want to bring to Earth. Obviously, manifesting, sharing big ideas. I love having conversations about stuff that is outside of the mainstream. I love having conversations that make me question what I know. I love having conversations that make me question the reality I've lived in. I love having conversations that give me new information and illuminate and show me new ways. I love it. I love learning. I love changing my perspective and shifting. I love growing. I love art, and I love pink, and I love Barbie. Oh my God, I'm so excited for the Barbie movie. I have my ticket. I'm trying to figure out my outfit. I love collectibles and stuffed animals. We talked about this on Mindset Monday. So I'm creating my own stuffed animal. That's just my first one. I have my very first stuffed animal coming out. Very likely, Chillosaurus Rex is going to be available in August. So I'm just going to give you a heads up. If you're a Chillosaurus Rex fam, if you know what that is, first off, you remember Chillosaurus Rex? It's how we chill while we're waiting for our manifestations. We remind ourselves, you know what? I'm cool. Everything's working out. I'm chilling. I'm a Chillosaurus Rex. Everything's going in my favor. I'm not worried. I'm allowing things to come. I'm just hanging out, enjoying life, allowing the good things to come my way because I know my manifestations are unfolding. That's the vibe of Chili of Chillosaurus Rex. So back in the day when I first started my YouTube channel, I made a video about, I honestly don't even remember what video it is, but the affirmation that I said at the end was, I'm a Chillosaurus Rex. And so, you know, it became this thing, and then everyone's like, we want Chillosaurus Rex merch. So my husband designed the Chillosaurus Rex. He, you know, drew her and designed her, and then we made merch. So there's t-shirts, there's blankets, there's pillows, there's hoodies, there's all kinds of stuff. RoxyTalks.com, if you go to my merch, you can find the Chillosaurus Rex merch. And then I'm just a little backstory right now. And again, this all coming back to be happy, abundant, and fulfilled because I'm giving you a little piece of my life and how I'm creating this. And then we're going to talk about how you can do it in your life. So it was interesting the way this manifestation unfolded, and it goes to show how easy things can come about when there's no resistance. So I think this was last year. I don't remember how it came about. You know, actually, I feel like it was Christmas of 2021. I remember seeing, I don't remember where the idea came from of like, maybe I could make toys. But if you don't know, I'm an avid collector, and I have, you know, collections from all throughout my life. So I have 80s, 90s, 2000s, all of it. Actually inherited my grandmother's Minnie Mouse collection that she started in the 70s. So I have like a 4-decade long, maybe longer, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. Yeah, maybe 5-decade long Minnie Mouse collection that I've inherited. But for myself, I've kept all my toys. I have all my trolls. I have all my little ponies. I have all my Beanie Babies. I have my collectible Barbies. I have all of the Hello Kitty stuff that I ever had my whole life. I've got my She-Ra dolls. Like, I have all this stuff that I've been collecting my whole life. And I have Funko Pops, like new collections, things like that. And I love plushies and stuff like that. I'm such a grown-up kid. And anyways, I just love that stuff, and I've been collecting it. And one day it dawned on me, like, I could maybe, why don't I make that stuff? And who better to make that than someone that's actually truly passionate about it and actually loves it? Like, the love that will go into the creation process of these toys, for lack of a better word, is, you know, it's worth pursuing because I'm on the right wavelength of it, right? Like, I'm doing it from a place of like awe and wonder and joy and love and appreciation and possibility, like childlike wonder, right? It's like the inner child of me is like, OMG, I'm going to have my own stuffed animals. So long story short, I had this realization, oh, maybe I could do that. And then right after that, like days later, my merch company, the one I was just telling you about that makes the t-shirts, sent out an email and was like, hey, we're doing plushies. Do you want to do one? And I'm like, yes, I fucking do. Oh my God. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was just saying I did like 48 hours ago. And then so I said, yes, 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 right away. No brainer. And then not too long after that, I saw a documentary on Ty Warner, who was the creator of the Beanie Baby. And that man was a genius when it came to that and how he put those out. And I mean, that was a revolution, and I was there for it. I was fully there, immersed in it. I was like in early high school. I had a little sister, and my mom, it was me, my mom, and my little sister. And we had moved to Colorado recently. We didn't have a ton of friends. We didn't have a lot of family. So I remember that being something that we did a lot. Like, we would go look for Beanie Babies and collect them because it was, you know, a bonding thing between us. And so my mom would always get me and my sister, you know, different Beanie Babies, and, you know, Easter baskets would have a Beanie Baby in it and things like that. So it became something that was you know, a connection to my mom and my sister, our Beanie Babies. And so anyways, my whole point in all of this is that I don't know how the fuck, I never knew how to make toys. I never knew, and it's like, I never thought it was possible. So I never even considered it. I never had room to doubt it. And so all of these things just lined up, and here I am with my new plushie. So Chillosaurus Rex, she's coming out. We're going to have 30 days to sell 300. That's the T. So if you're listening If you've seen her, she is really cute. If you have not seen her, head to my YouTube channel and watch my most recent video about branding, and you'll see her. She's there in the video. Anyways, $32.99. I'm just telling you this because if you're in the community, I want everyone to know Chillosaurus Rex is here. I think we're going to do her in August. So the month of August, she'll be on sale. $32.99. We have to sell 300 in order for them to get made. If we don't sell 300, all the money will be refunded and she doesn't get made. Okay. So it's really important we sell 300 at least. And my husband has created these freaking adorable coloring pages. So we're going to be giving out a digital coloring book, as a bonus. So that will come through once all of the 300 come, you know, go through as well. You'll receive the digital bonuses. Anyways, sorry for sending you on a little tiny bit of a sales call for a second. This is all coming to a point, okay? You know I love music, right? Here's my next thing. I love music. I love creating music. I'm making my own album. I'm filming my music video. Next month, I had to move the date back, but that's okay. August 9th, I'm filming my music video. I'm creating a new fucking masterpiece. I'm determined to make it the most beautiful thing ever. I know that millions of people are going to watch this, and that's the intention I'm putting into it. And I also am now going to start working on my in-person events. That's something that got derailed with 2020, with COVID. I don't know if you know this, but literally the third week of March, I was preparing to send out. I had my plan for our first retreat. From the moment people get there to the moment they leave, it's all planned out. And I'm getting ready to send the email to invite people the third week of March. And they're like, hey, you can't go outside for a little bit. And I had to email my team and be like, can I send this email? Can I send this email about a freaking like in-person get together right now? And we decided, hey, let's hold off on it. And then, you know what happened. You were there. So anyways, I am coming back around to start planning in-person retreats. I'm so excited about it. This has always been the trajectory for Roxy Talks. I've always wanted to do in-person work. So I say all of this. I give you all of this random shit. It's not random. I'm telling you this because, and also, fashion. You know, I love fashion. I have ideas about fashion that I'm going to do. I'm going to have a fashion line. I am going to make makeup that I want to wear. That's going to help other people because I'm going to make what I want. Like Lizzo. Lizzo made, she's like, I just started making lingerie that I wanted to wear and like sportswear that I wanted to wear. And then it ends up serving the people because other people want it too. And so that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, I'm going to make the stuff that I love. I'm going to make music that I love. Music videos that I love with the aesthetic that I love. I'm going to make a stuffed animal that I love. I'm going to make a black Tyrannosaurus Rex with hot pink heart eyes and paws and little teeth. And you know what I know about that? There's not a single one on the market that looks like it because I looked. I was trying to look for inspiration. So I made one. And I want to have these insane, I have these ideas for in-person events that are so fucking cool. These immersive experiences that I cannot wait. And not just events, like this is just the tip of the iceberg. Let me just say, retreats are just the tip of the iceberg. Retreats and in-person events are just me scratching the surface and opening the door. I have the coolest fucking ideas for what I want to do on this planet. And you're going to want to be there. I promise. Because I'm making it from that childhood place. I'm making it from the child within me. The one that loves freedom and excitement and joy and no stress and just like being on a whim and doing whatever your heart calls you to do, a free spirit, fun. That's what kind of child I was. I was such a free spirit, so fun, just lively and just doing whatever the hell I wanted. Adventure every single day. So that's what I want to bring to the planet next. That's my next mission is like, I want to bring some fucking fun to the world. I want to help people create lifestyles that are so amazing and so fulfilling that they want to spread the word, that they want nothing more than to put out their art, their passions, their things that bring them joy, the things that make them happy, the things that are going to make the world more exciting. And we create this wave of people and knowing and understanding that, like, it's not just that you can manifest your reality. It's not just that you can choose your life. It's not just control your thoughts and control your life. It's not just that. It's now that we know that information, what do we do with it? Now that we know that we can do absolutely anything, you can just do the stuff you want. You can just literally like create stuffed animals. You can literally just make your own music and put it out and build an audience who will listen to it. You can literally just make your own TV show. You could literally just film your own documentary. You can literally just start your own business. You can do anything. I want you to just think about you with no limits, you with no restrictions. What have you always loved? What have you always wanted to create? What are the things that bring you joy? Because I'll tell you, I've been collecting my collection, if you've seen it before, it has spanned my entire life. It's stuff I've had my whole life. I still like that shit. I still look at my Beanie Babies and think, oh my God, they're so cute. I still see Hello Kitty and say, I have to have that. I'm going to be 40 in a few months, okay? I'm looking at a Hello Kitty pillow right now in my room, in my office where I'm recording my podcast. There's a Hello Kitty pillow on my chair that I do Mindset Monday from. And right next to her is Chillosaurus Rex on a table. And right above that is a neon sign with my goddamn name on it. You know what? Like, what? This is my world, bitch. This is my life. I do what the fuck I want to do. And it's because I can. There's no one to stop me. There's no like regulation for this. In fact, it's encouraged. It's encouraged to become an entrepreneur and a business owner, at least in the United States, because they create wealth in our economy. Entrepreneurs create jobs. They get the people to use their money. So the government likes businesses. That's why businesses get so many tax cuts. It's because they want them to have tax cuts so that they can provide opportunities for everybody else in the world to pay taxes. Businesses have tax write-offs because it's the employees who get taxed. The employees get taxed on their money before they even earn it or before they even see it. They also get taxed when they purchase things. So you get taxed when you get your money, you get taxed when you use your money. The government wants the masses working, paying taxes, and buying stuff. Guess what? Who provides both ends of that opportunity? Businesses. So your best bet, if you're in the United States or you live in a country with free enterprise, your best bet is to become a business. Here's a few fucking reasons why. One, you can do whatever the hell you want. You're the boss. You can control the income. You can control the way you administer it. You can put out whatever you can possibly think of. You can be as creative as you can. There's no limit. The next thing is, like, you get to control the market. You get to change the world. You get to bring things to the masses that affect people on a large scale. That's amazing. You also get to provide livelihood for others. You get to employ others. You also get tax write-offs on anything you use and that's for your business, okay? So here's where it gets really good. This is why I was telling you all those things about the stuff that I'm making. Chillosaurus, do you understand that me creating my own stuffed animal is a tax write-off? So far, I've only paid $500. I paid $500 for the prototype to have it created. That's really not that much money. But it was a tax write-off. What that means is at the end of the year when I pay my taxes, everything that is a write-off that is totaled up and it's subtracted off of the amount of money that I'm actually able to be taxed. This is why Amazon pays $0 in taxes. This is why Donald Trump doesn't pay any taxes. Because you use the income from the business on more business things or on investing. You get tax write-offs. That money then is not taxed. And then that amount that you spent gets taken off the amount that is taxable. You know what else is a tax deduction if you're a business owner? Coaching. RoxyTalks.com. Take a course. Get a program. If you are a business owner and you get coaching, that is tax deductible. Because it's part of your business. It's part of your betterment of your business. It's part of you becoming a better business owner so that you can provide more employment and more opportunities for people to buy so they can pay more taxes to the government. Okay? So, this microphone I'm talking to you that I'm recording my podcast on, tax write-off. The MacBook, I have two MacBooks and iPad that I use for my business, tax write-offs. All of the lighting, that neon sign with my name on it, motherfucking tax write-off. My cute houndstooth chair that I sit in for Mindset Monday, tax write-off. Everything you see in my Mindset Monday set, tax write-off. When I go and film my music video, paying for that studio, tax write-off. All the outfits I'm wearing in the music video, tax write-off. The money that I pay to my producer to create my music and to mix and master it, tax write-off. When I create my own clothing line, tax write-off. When I create my own makeup line, motherfucking tax write-off. When I host a live event, if I'm paying for a venue, if I'm offering refreshments, tax write-off, all of it. So not only, do you see the magic of this, okay? Listen to me here. Not only do I get to earn money from the stuff I would do for free. I was making music before I had an audience, before it was paying me money in spins. Before it was used as a marketing tool for my business, I was making music. I've been interested in toys and collectibles since before I could fucking walk. For free. I would do it for free. I would design toys for free. Helping you, creating a podcast, making videos, I did that when no one was paying me. I did it for free. But now I get paid to do those things. So I still get to do the things I like to do. I get to do the things that are so Roxy that it's like, again, this is another reason why. It's like you get to be you. You get to discover and dive into what makes you you and what makes you tick and what you love about life, your favorite things. Again, I'm 39 years old. Some of my favorite things are Barbies and pink and Hello Kitty still to this day. So I get to make that my life. Making music. When I was a kid, I used to have this little Casio keyboard that probably had like 15 keys on it. It was like the width of my lap. And I used to make music on that thing. Like when I was like 8, I'd be in my room writing songs about fucking springtime and shit. Like ridiculous. Just, but me. My cousin and I used to make like radio shows. We used to record radio shows. We had have these tapes from when we were kids and we would record these radio shows. I ended up having a radio show back in the day and here I am right now on my own fucking radio show. I'm still doing Roxy. That's what's so cool. That's the best thing about all this. I still get to do me. And like even right now, I've always been, I remember somebody, I when I moved back to California and I kind of got in touch with, I think I went to a baby shower of someone from my elementary school. And they were like, it's so interesting what you're doing now, because and this is before I fully started, but I was on the internet. I had a, you know, somewhat of an internet following, whatever. I've been an internet figure for over a decade. You know, I used to do modeling and I've always been doing the music. Anyways, they were like, it's so interesting that, you know, you're doing that now. Cause I remember in elementary school, you used to always just have like a group of like girls that were like your, not necessarily your followers, but you were like the little leader of this like little group. And I never really thought about it like that, but I do remember being like the sage. And I would like tell stories. I would like make up these stories and like entertain them. And I don't know. I've always been like right now, like the, what I'm talking to you about and philosophizing and sharing ideas and, you know, helping people and stuff. It's always been me. That's always been who I am. And it's just interesting to grow up and realize that, you know, what they told us, what life is and what you have to do and what's possible for you is all a fucking lie. All that go to work, you know, go to school, be good, get a degree, get a job, buy a house. That story is designed to keep you an employee and a taxpayer. That's why they feed it to you for 18 fucking years. Or I guess 12. Okay, 12 years. They force feed you this idea and they make you compliant to just sitting around for hours of your day, bored out of your fucking mind, little snippets of joy here and there called breaks or recess or lunch. And then you get back to it. More boring shit that's not going to serve you in your life. More busy work that serves somebody else. Go home. Maybe even do some work when you're there at home too. Or veg out. Shut everything off. Shut your mind off. Shut your feelings off. Drink, numb it, whatever. Not when you're in school, but you know. And then what? Go to sleep and get up and do it again tomorrow. And once you've done that five times in a row, then you get 2 days to yourself. That life is designed to keep you an employee and a taxpayer. And the people who are brave enough to step outside of that and choose the destiny, create the business, create the opportunities for the employees, create the wealth for the government, they are rewarded for that with tax write-offs. So how you're going to do this is you are going to think about what you love the most. And I want you to put it into some sort of like chronological order. It doesn't have to be a hard and fast, like it has to go this way. But people always ask like, how do you pinpoint the one when there's so many? And it's like, well, you don't have to do just one. That's another reason why I've shared all the things I'm doing is because I want you to know you can do all of the things. And they don't even have to necessarily be connected because you are the glue that connects them. Like my stuffed animals, my music video, my coaching, none of that has anything to do with each other except that it's me doing it. And so when you put me into the mix and I've cultivated a relationship with my community, now you're personally invested in what I do. So it doesn't matter if it's a stuffed animal, it's Roxy's stuffed animal. It doesn't matter if it's a music video, it's Roxy's music video. And then when the stuffed animal comes out and people who don't know anything about it find out about it, they're going to be like, who's Roxy? What's Roxy talks on the butt of this thing? What does that mean? And they're going to find all this inspirational content. And same goes with my music. My music is actually geared toward you. I made it for you. It's for people who are higher vibration that don't want music to lower their energy or lower their thought process. Because music can be really triggering. So my music is also to help keep your mindset on point. So when someone hears the music, they're going to be like, oh, this is interesting. This is an interesting, like, The words are uplifting. Okay. I like the song itself, but the words are actually inspiring. Who's Roxy Talks? What the hell is this? And then they come and look, all this inspirational content. Oh, and she makes stuff, Dan. What the fuck? Who is this bitch? Who is this person? Anyways, the intrigue, right? Like, just for me being myself, just for me being myself unapologetically and putting out what I want to put out, not being afraid to be a business, not being afraid to sell, not being afraid to tell you, hey, we got 30 days to sell 300 Chilosaurus Rexes. I want you to buy a couple. Seriously. That's 10 a day. We got to sell 10 of those a day to get them made. They're really cute. Everybody in your life's going to want one. I keep looking at her and she's like, come on, everybody. Oh my gosh. But again, this is just me bringing what's in my brain to the forefront. And like, Chilosaurus Rex, she wanted to be made. She came through me. And I was an open channel with no resistance. So she's going to be made. She's going to be brought to the world. And her message is bigger than me. Her message is bigger than Roxy. My name may be on her butt, but that's just a tattoo she got. She had a wild night in Mexico, got my name tattooed on her butt. But she is for the people at large. She is a reminder that everything is working out, that life is going good, that things are falling into place for you. That has nothing to do with me. That's beyond me. So it does serve the purpose, right, of reaching the people and letting them know that life is set up for them to win. That's what I want you to know. Life's set up for you to win. And the more you lean into what you love and what makes you you, the more aligned you are to the win. But if you are just doing the job that keeps you safe, a couple thousand bucks a month, and you feel like you're secure, you are not lined up to win, babe. You're lined up to keep paying taxes. Listen to this shit. This is from Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. When you have a job and you're paying regular taxes, you work from January to May for the government. They get that. Out of your year, you're only keeping June through December. How fucked up is that? 5 months of your year is going to taxes. Not just your year, but your blood, sweat, and tears, your pain, your strife, your stress, missing out on seeing your family, missing out on seeing your friends, missing out on fulfillment, missing out on doing what you actually love. 5 fucking months of work, basically for free, for the government. So just let that rattle around in your little noggin. Decide if that's worth it for you. And if it is, cool. No judgies. I'm just letting you know there's options for you. I'm just letting you know you can make money doing whatever the hell you want because someone out there will pay for it. And here's how I know. Because I am a fan of what I love. I am a fan of stuffed animals and collectibles. I am a fan of fashion. I am a fan of music. I am a fan of makeup. I'm a fan of motivational content. I still listen to it every single day. So I know there's a market for it because I am the market. And I pay other people for what I create. I spin other people's music. I buy other people's toys. I buy other people's fashion. I buy other people's courses and programs. Like I said, tax write-off. I love taking courses and programs. I love getting coaching. I love learning more. Like I said, Robert Kiyosaki's fucking book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, tax write-off. Do you get what I'm saying? It's everywhere. Everything that I want to make me better in life, more Roxy, gets to be a tax write-off because I've turned myself into the business. I've turned what I love and what I do and what I can produce and create into the business. And you can do this too. So I want you to think about what it is that you love. Put it in some sort of chronological order that makes sense to you right now. That's like, okay, I could see myself going after this one right now. This one feels like it's a little more far off, so I'm going to put it down farther on the line. And it doesn't mean that it's going to take long. It just means that, like, sometimes you need one thing to focus on. We need to put, like, one carrot in front of your face and not, like, a bunch, a bushel, because it's too confusing, right? It's too overwhelming. That's what I keep seeing from people. It's like there's too much. I don't know which one to pick. So I want you to pick one that feels feasible right now. You're going to do them all. Like, just get over the fact that you're not, it's not just one that you're doing. You're doing them all. Which one's first? We can't take a step with both feet at the same time. I mean, I guess we can. It's called a jump, but it's not a step. So if you want to take a step in the right direction, one foot at a time. Which one seems more plausible, viable right now? What one can you get started on right now? What one can you wrap your mind around and get started there? And then put the other ones on the list. They're coming. They are coming, and you will do them, and the opportunities will come for you to do them. I didn't even realize I wanted to make toys. I had the idea, and then within like 48 hours, the opportunity was there. Same thing happened the other day when I declared to the universe, I'm ready to become an investor, and I'm ready to do what it takes to, you know, like, have the best financial literacy possible. I'm willing to do what it takes to know how to invest money. And then within hours, I got an opportunity to invest in Mexico and in Tulum. And so, like, the universe is ready. It's primed and ready and waiting for you to pounce. Like, it's got you. But you have to take that first step and that realization or that declaration. So organize your desires and then start going after the one that seems like the next logical step. Let that shit unfold. And if you want help putting the passion to business, if you want to help creating revenue streams and monetizing this goal, check out bigbeautifuldreams.com. bigbeautifuldreams.com. There you'll find my monthly membership for creatives, entrepreneurs, and business owners, where I just help you do this. I help you put your business into place, give you all the steps that you need, all the information, help you niche down, help you build your community, help you turn it into an actual product. And there's like amazing community support. We have such a good time in there. And everybody there is just like us, just like you. Creative, entrepreneur, 5, 10, 20 fucking different dreams. The ideas that come out of there, I mean, it's just insane. Just the synergy of having those kind of people all in one place is really amazing. $59 a month. You can't beat it. Bigbeautifuldreams.com. If this is you speaking to you, you have to be in that group. It's just in that membership. There's just no other place like it for people like us. There's no other place to really nurture this side of us that I know of. So, and not for no $59 a month. And you also get access to some of my programs that are going to help you put this into practice. And if you're not ready to invest, head to RoxyTalks.com and download my 30 Days of Alignment. It's a free guide, and it's what I used to change my life. And it's why I'm sitting here today. No matter what it is that you decide to do, you're going to be successful at it. The universe is going to support you in it. You're going to get the opportunity, and it's going to be fucking amazing. And then more is going to happen. More is going to come down the line. You're going to realize you can do even more, and you're going to. And it's going to be the best adventure of your life, okay? Guaranteed. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see what you do and what you produce. Please leave a comment on the podcast if this resonated with you. You can do that on Spotify. Otherwise, you can DM me on Instagram and let me know how the podcast resonated with you. I love you so much. I appreciate you. I'm rooting for you. Again, I cannot wait to see what you do. You are amazing. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. I will see you next week.